Hello everyone, you know what? Welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Come on, Lily.
¿Qué
Last
pasa?
Time I bring you to the show, Lilian.
Ay, no, don't be like that.
All right, so ¿qué pasa en Latinoamérica to begin with? And we are going to keep talking about indígenas.
Yes, indígenas. That's
yeah.
right.
Because we have to conserve the culture of indígenas. How do you call this?
In the States, they call them Native Americans.
Native
yeah.
Americans.
But
Native
in Mexico, American. We have indigenous people.
Indigenous, yeah.
Right?
So we have all these different kind of indigenous cultures in Mexico. But the problem is that they are disappearing.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Why are they disappearing? Where are they going?
No, it's not like they're disappearing because anyone is attacking them. The problem is that, obviously, urbanization and
the Western influence, the economy and going into cities and producing more and more and more and, like, making cities bigger is leaving them out of space, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
They're
making them, you know, go to, like, other places or if they stay there, they have to assimilate. And if they assimilate, obviously, they're going to lose their culture, their language, and everything. So it's a big problem in Mexico
But also,
right
like,
now.
They, do they want to stay like this? Do they? Because I know that, for example, in other countries, younger generations, they have this influence, and they don't want to dress that way anymore. They don't want to have the typical, I don't know, like, hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the same reason. It's the Western lifestyle that is influencing so much these cultures that now they want to either adapt because it's a way of survival, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just disappear. All this cultural heritage that they have brought since like years and decades ago, it's just disappearing, which is very, very sad.
Yeah, it is very sad. And I think that the problem mainly is that in our country, Mexico, basically, they don't put a lot of emphasis on preservation. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, now they just passed a law that they're going to start teaching Nahuatl in schools, you know, mm-hmm. to conserve the language.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that a lot of people is saying, well, you want to start teaching Nahuatl, and there's so many people cannot even speak Spanish, good Spanish, you know? So there's a lot of discussion about it. But I just think it is a shame that it's disappearing. But also, if someone chooses to, you know, to assimilate, well, that's your decision.
Right.
You know?
They don't have that many laws that protect them. They don't have access to natural resources as they will need to survive
right.
as a community. So what do they have to do? They have to migrate to cities
mm-hmm.
or get a job in these big companies or industries or factories or whatever. So, yeah, they have to adapt. They have to learn Spanish. They have to change all their lifestyle. Get everything else behind.
Yeah, but, you know, there's also another side of the story because where I'm from Chihuahua, we have an indigenous community that is called Tarahumaras.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tarahumaras, they
those are the ones who run all
yeah,
over the place, right?
They run and they're amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. And they have a whole place just for them. Okay, that's where they live. But sometimes they go down to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come down to the city, they always ask for money. When they come to the house, they actually go to your house and they just doorbell, you know, they knock in your house, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they ask you for money.
Just why?
Because just they're indigenous, so you have to give them money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my dad, he was kind of the first 10 times he did it, but after, I don't know, 300 times because they come, you know, very
yeah,
often.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So my dad was like, okay, I can give you money, but you have to work for it.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, what do I have to do? Well, can you just, like, sweep the, you know, the terrace or something?
Uh-huh.
They're like, no, I don't work. So
uh-huh.
so it's very also difficult, you know? You're
yeah.
like, okay, so it's kind of it's
they've gotten used to just asking for money
exactly,
and they don't want to work for
exactly,
it. Or they don't
exactly.
really want
to. So it's kind of weird because you're like, you feel obligated to give them because they're, you know, a minority and
right,
they're
right.
like indigenous and this, but then you get this type, I'm like, no, I prefer to buy some kind of artesanía, you know, some kind of
well, in some
handicraft.
Other way, like if they weren't influenced by the Western style of life, they wouldn't need this money, right? They,
yeah.
they were used to live without money for hundreds of years,
mm-hmm.
but now because we are influencing with this lifestyle with money and like buying more and more,
mm-hmm.
it's like of course they want money and they want to buy
right.
more and more too.
Mm.
So it's a big debate. We hope there's something gonna be done to protect these people, right?
Yeah. It'll be a shame if they disappear.
All right, so now let's talk about lessons.
All right, what do we have for lessons?
The first lesson of the week is an elementary lesson in tools. So it's about constructing things, right?
Building things.
It's a lesson that is going to talk about, you know, hammer and drill and all these, you know, words.
Tools.
That you, yeah, tools all you right. need to use.
I don't even know the names in Spanish.
Of what?
You don't know what a drill is.
A drill?
Something to make holes in the wall.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Taladro!
Hey. Liar.
You doubted for a little while.
We also have a newbie free lesson for everybody, and it's pepper. Do you want pepper in your food?
Yes, pepper and salt.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Also, we have an intermediate lesson, and it's what's done is done.
Lo hecho, hecho está.
Oh, that's a good phrase.
That's a good saying. You have to remember that.
What's done is done. So like, no looking back.
Forget
exactly.
about it.
Yep.
Go forward.
Yes.
All right. That's cool.
And then we have a lesson about Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. Why about Diet Coke?
Well, you know, because it's funny, but in the States, they say Diet Coke, or they usually say Diet Coke, right?
Yeah, or a Coke Zero or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, but they never say light. Like, for example, in Latino culture, you say Coca Light or you say Coca de Dieta. So it has a very cultural thing going on there. So we teach all the diet things.
The diet,
you know,
the light culture. It's so popular now. You're buying light cheese.
But
and
yeah, but that's
light.
So American. Seriously, it is.
I do it too.
You do it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. Why do you get like?
It makes me feel better.
Yeah, exactly. It's so psychologically. It's so market. Seriously, marketing wise is amazing.
Yeah, because I don't really see the difference between butter that's light or whole butter.
It's like Leo. He eats like 3 hamburgers, but he asks for like Diet Coke.
Of course. Instead of adding also a Coke, I just add a Diet Coke.
Yeah, what about the burgers?
Well,
what about the sugar in the Diet Coke?
I'm a marketing victim.
All right, so
the last lesson, and again, we're going very high-level speech here. La teoría del Big Bang. So the Big Bang theory, right?
Yes.
All right. So controversial.
Very.
What do you guys think?
About the Big Bang?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into it right now.
Come on. Sorry. All right, do you believe in the Big Bang?
No.
We're an impartial pod, so let's go to the user voice.
What's on user voice?
User voice, you know, you guys are voting for the things that you want us to do, that you want us to change. So let's go on the list. The last time we talked about this music show and other features that you want us to do. So the next thing on the list is connect students and native speakers via Praxis user groups. Because we have people who's learning Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there also must be like some French people like learning Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And these French people could help people in French, but people who's learning French.
Mm-hmm.
Native speakers with people who's learning X language getting together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea. I think we have the interface and these different language pods to help each other. Mm-hmm. So we still don't know how to do it because it seems quite complicated.
But we could use Twitter.
We could use Twitter. We could use Facebook or Facebook group.
Or like on Skype or setting up like community chat or
setting,
something.
Yeah, a forum.
So do you have any ideas? You users have any ideas on how can we do this? It's very welcome. Also, they want us to hold an annual Spanish pod convention in Las Vegas.
What? Yeah! I completely agree with that.
I totally agree too.
What would you do in Las Vegas?
Imagine meet everyone.
What would you do in Las Vegas?
No, but in the convention, apart from gambling and going to the casino.
No, imagine we would meet all our users and just like talk to everyone.
What about in
Spanish?
Miami?
And do like podcasts with them and interviews with them and then like sit down and see the site and be like, okay, this and that doesn't work. And amazing, we'll be recruiting new users.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
We're going to propose this to the CEO and see what he has to say about it.
Please vote for this.
And maybe there are already a convention of like languages or
definitely,
or podcasts or like the podcast awards or something like that.
Well, the podcast awards, obviously, it exists. So we're going to be on them next
year. So be sure to vote for Spanish Pod on the podcast awards.
Yes.
Number one podcast out there.
Nice.
In the world.
In the world.
All right, so that's it, guys. Thank you for coming with me to the studio and record this amazing Que Pasa.
A pleasure.
See you later.
Bye.